Sharabu Yotsu Mihem Masha Yotsu. And now at times, like out of these last 2,000, what passed by already. And as we're still waiting him for him to come. Now, Omar Lehi Eliyahu, the Rav Yehuda, Achvo, the Rav Solot, to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Solo, Chasida, that his shita was, Ein Oilam Pochos Mishmaini Vechamishi Yevlas, the world will not be less than 85 Yevlas. Rashi says, Haimu, that Dalad Apayim, 4,000, was signed 250 years. Over Yevul Achvo, in the last Yevul, last 50 years, then Dalad Bozer, the Mashiach will come. Almost he said to him, Bekilosa, at the beginning of that 50 years, or the cipher at the end, or Malay, and you're there, that I'm not sure. Kolo, or Yaina Kolo, such as man is there, Kaibim Shev and Mashiach, or Yaina Kolo, the Betaycha Yevul, the cipher you brought. In other words, even if it comes at the end of the 50th year, would it be at the beginning of that 50th year, or the end of its year? Is that, would that last year be Kolo finished or not? Or Malay answered back, any day, I do not know. Rav Ashi says, Hoch Yom, this is what he answered back. Ad Hocho Leitistachu Lei. Up before this time, not even hope for Mashiach to come. As the Ad Yevul Achron Leitistapale, the Vadle Yevul Kedim Zman Azeh. Mikhaim Vela, from now onwards, is Tachila, you could wait for Mashiach to come. Sholach Lei Rav Chonin, Batach Lipol Rav Yosef. Motsosi Yodim, I found one person, Rav Yodim Megillo, Akaf Yer Megillo. Ksuv Ashurus was written Ashurus over Loshna Kodesh and Loshna Kodesh. Or Ma'ati Loi, Zuminan, look how weird he got this from. Or Mali, he said, L'chayolo Sharaymi, this currently I got it from the army in Rome. Or Ben Gizder, Rebbe Matsasi, I found it between the treasures of Rome. The Kosovo was written there. L'achar Dao Dapayim, Messiah, the Tishim, the Yechot, Shonel, of Yoshalaylam, Hoylam Yosem, that after 4,291 years from the Bria Salem, the world would be Yosem, the world would be like Yosemim, orphans. Means there'll be a lot of tzaros, there'll be a lot of problems, like an orphan has problems. Now, Mehen, from then on, Mechomas, Teninim, Mehen, Mechomas, Gogamogain. From then on, there'll be wars that will have to fight against the sea monsters, Taninim, and then the Chomes Gogomogog, from then the world will be war about Gogomogog, the Shai Mosem Mashiach, and the rest of the time will be the Mosem Mashiach. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mekadesh HaShalomai, El Yachah Shiloh Zatayim Shona. Kodesh Baruch Hu will only like renew his world only after 7,000 years. Ravacha Bered, Rav Ram, El Yachah Chamesh HaShalomai Shona, after 5,000 years. That's when Kodesh Baruch Hu will renew the world. Itmar learned. Tanya Rabbi Nosson, Ime Mikra Ze Noike V'yorid Atayim. This posik. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next page. You are holding now Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Beis, around 15 lines down. The Gemara says, Tanya will learned, Rabbi Nosson Ime. Rabbi Nosson says, that Mikra Zeh, this person that I'm going to say, is Noikev Yerid Atayim. That means it shoots down all the way down to the time. That there's no end to the time. Rashi says, that means to say, Matahayim, just like the underground. Ein Lekeith, there's no end to it, the Saif. Kachay Nodim Yochel Lamod Asayif Pasik Zeh. We won't be able to understand what the end of this Pasik means. In other words, about the Mashiach, that really we do not know when the time when Mashiach will come. Like we'll soon see the way Dashans. His other psukim. Kiyoid chazoy lamoyed, there'll be another nevuah yet. V'yafeyach lakeit, and will bust open the end. V'lo yichazit, it will not lie. And yismama, if it comes late, let's talk about the Mashiach. Chakaloi, wait for him, or hope for him. Kivoy yovo, he will come. Lo yachir, he will not be late. So that's what the pasuk says. So now, Rabbi Nosson is learning out from this pasuk. Like Rabbi Seinu, not like our rabbis before. Shoyo Darshim, they used to Darshim Tzukim to teach us when the case will be. They had Tzukim telling us when is the Mashiach going to come. See, Yarkis on them, it says no,
to not darshan those sukkah for when the case will be, because this pasuk says we do not know when the case will be. But some use darshan this pasuk in Daniel ad idoyin idoyin or plagidon. So the one time and a second time and a half. So Rashi says according to this man Diyama, he meant to say after yud beis meis or polig hakil elif adalav meis. After 1,400 years, that's when Mashiach will come. That was the first Rosha. For like Rabbi Simloi, Shadoshi Dash, another person that says, Hechaltam Lechem Dima Hashem gave us bread of tears, but Hashkema B'Demoya Sholish, a third one. So Rashi says that means at the end of 1,410 years. That was his case when Mashiach will be. And also, for like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Kiva Darshans, Shadoshi Dash, and this person in Chagai, also about the Mashiach. So he darshaned it, Oid Achas Mat, there's a little bit more to come. He, a little bit more. So according to this, Rashi says, he darshaned the Mashiach will come at the end of a certain amount of years, but the pasuk ends, Vani Marash Shemaim Vesoritz. And then I'll shake up the Shemaim Vesoritz. So these three man, the Yomrin, Darshim, Sukkim, when the end will be. So Rabbi Nosson says, no. Elah, this last pasuk is talking about Malchus Rishon Shivim Shona, that the first Malchus, that's the Malchus Chashmenoi, that will last for 70 years. Malchus Shnia, that's the Malchus of Hudis, Rashi says, that's Chamisha Meshtayim, that will be 52 years. And Malchus Ben Kuzivi, that's Shtei Shon Malach, so be 2.5 years. But it's not talking about the Yemaisa Mashiach, when the Mashiach will come. And therefore, according to his first post we started out, the post says, Chiyoid Chazon Lamoid, there'll be a Nevuah at a certain time. And it says at the end of the pasuk, for yafeach lakates. So Mor says, my yafeach lakates. What does the pasuk mean? For lo yichazi, we will not lie. Amareb Shmuel ban Achmeni. Amareb Yonasin. Tifach atzmon shel machash vekitzen. It should break open the bones of the people that make cheshbonis, make calculate the time when the Mashiach will come. Sh'ayim, because they would say, Kiva and Shigiyah Sakates, so if it comes the time that you calculated when the Mashiach should come, and he did not come, you're going to give up hope and say he's not coming anymore. So therefore, he darshens this pasuk, the Chmat Lav, that you're not allowed to make calculations when the Mashiach will come. And the Rambam brings us down l'halacha, that this Rosh of Tipach Atzmon, that people that make the Cheshbon, he says the bone should be broken open. The Gemara says one other place also, the Gemara says a person's 20 years old, and doesn't get married yet, so Moses says this lashon, tipach et atzmon, his bone should break open. But here it says the people that keep on making calculations, it's a terrible thing. So the question is, there were big people that made calculations. A lot of people had times when Mashiach was supposed to come. So someone will die from the Gemara says the reason why you shouldn't do it, because you're going to make your time, and if he doesn't come, you're going to give up hope. So you become like an apikaris. He's supposed to come yesterday. He didn't come yesterday, that's it, no more Mashiach. So only for such a person like that, he can't make cheshbonis. But a real tzaddik that knows that I'm going to make a cheshbon, and even if my cheshbon doesn't work out, I know there must be something else involved what's holding you behind, but I won't give up. So some say for that person you're allowed to. That's why there was some tzaddikim that did make cheshbonis. But for pshutish or mikra, the Gemara, the way the Rambam brings down, you're not supposed to calculate, make your cheshbonis when Mashiach will come. We do not know. Rambam says, leave this alone. When he comes, like we say, then we'll know. And the Mosh says, El Rava Chakaloi, wait for him. Shinem the Pasuk says, in Yismama, if he takes a little bit longer, Chakaloi, wait for him. Now, Shema Tema, maybe you'll tell me, Onu Mechakin, sure, we're waiting and hoping for the Mashiach. But who ain't a Mechakin? Maybe the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Mashiach to come. Talmud Lemonah, the Pasuk says, L'chein Yechaka, Hashem L'chantchechem, Hashem is also waiting to give us grace. Hashem is waiting for us also to do back. So we're waiting for Mashiach, and Hashem is waiting for Mashiach. If so, who's holding him back? Why isn't he here? So everybody wants it. What's wrong? So yeah, Marius is poshid. Midas adin makevus, that we have aseris. The din is holding him back. So the question is then, okay? So you're telling me now, v'chimiyachas midas adin makevus. If the Midas are din, there are Averus, there's din, that's holding him back from coming. If so, Onu Lama Mechakin, why should we wait then? Like we know he's not coming right now, what's the mitzvah to wait if we know there's Ikuvim, something holding him back? Zmura says, no, still the kambaskar. We hope and wait that that will give us reward. I think the Mashiach says in one shot, b'schus that we have this mitzvah, mitzvah and Yeshua, waiting for the Mashiach, that's a kapara. So maybe that will outweigh the need of something, and that will make him come sooner. Or even if not, some there's a mitzvah to wait. So it comes out really to stira. One way you're not supposed to make a calculation when he really will come. That we don't know, you're not supposed to. But still, you're not supposed to be miyayish, give up hope. You're supposed to, like we said, chakalei b'chol yoyim. You're supposed to hope and wait that he's going to come. Even though we have before, he only comes m'tzoich hesek hadas. He'll only really come when we're not thinking about him. So really, it's a theory with the two ways. But you're supposed to do both. You're supposed to wait and hope, but you're not supposed to feel as if, listen, he didn't come today, that's it, I give up hope. That, no. That's supposed to hold yourself back, to hold the day will come when he will come. Just to make the cheshbonus, to make the calculation, that's also. Shenevna, Pesach says, Ashrei kol chai kolai, worthy is the person that's waiting, hoping for the Mashiach. Omer Abaye, Loi pochis almi mitlosim mishisim tzadikim. Every generation has at least 36 tzadikim, to mekabli apei shechina b'chol dora. That they could come in front of the Shechina, we'll see what that means. Every door, every generation has this. Shneva, the Pasuk says, Ashrei kochot aloi, loi is lamed vav. These are lamed vav tzadikim. Is lamed vav b'gematria, tlos v'mashis nevei, mor chazdova. 36 is 36. For the Ma'ini, it's not that way. V'oma rova, doro dekan mikutcha bruchu, the row in front of Hashem, upstairs, like how many people really see the Pnei Shechina, have a Timni Sori Alfi. There are 18,000 tzadikim there. Have a. Shinam the Pasuk says, Saviv Shemoina Oso Elif. Around him is 18,000. So why do you tell me only 36? So I'm not sure what the Bikasha is. So 36 is every single generation. Maybe they are the people that came up after all the generations. They added up to 18,000. But Mashma that there's more than 36. So verse says, Lakasha. Hodim Istaklev Yisopratia. Hamira, the 36 that can see a clear vision of Hashem. Hodim istakli v'stakli Hashem Hamira. The other 18,000, they do not see a clear vision. It's a little blurry for them. For them are still, Omina Fusha Kulihai, still are there so many tzadikim, 36 tzadikim, that can see clear vision. Is that true? I've all Chizkiya said, I'm Rav Yirmiyah, B'shem Hashem Ben Yechoi. I see that the people, Bnei Aliyah, that means people are going to make it all the way up to the top, to the Pnei Ashkina, and going to be able to see a clear vision. They're Muatim, there's a small amount. And how many are there? He doesn't know himself. In Melefem, he has a doubt whether there's 1,000. So if there are 1,000, Aniyah Bnei Mehem, me and my son is with them. In May, there's only 100. Hey, Ahim, Aniyah Bnei Mehem, again, me and my son is with them. Im Shnayim Hein, there's only two up there. Aniyah Bnei Hein, me and my son are the two. My co-opponent, you see, had a thought to say there's only two and not more. And they were saying there are 36 every generation. So how could that be? She says, like Kasha, Hod the Isle Babar, Hod the Isle Beloibar. 36 have to come in with permission. That's all. With permission, they come in. Without permission, they can't come in. But me and my son, we could come in without permission. We are above the 36. That's a bigger madrega. So how many people could come in without permission, just walk in whenever you want? That's maybe only two. Trash trich and lito rishus. Omar Rav. Kolo kolakitzin. It ended already. All the calculations. When the Mashiach will come. Really, he should have been here already. But we ain't hadova tola yele b'tshuva meisim toivim. What's holding him back is that we have to be worthy of the Mashiach. That's his shita. That we have to do tshuva and meisim toivim, then he'll come. That's Rav shita. A person that's a mourner, it's enough that he'll stay in his mourning, which will mean eventually the tzaras we have, that will bring the Mashiach, even though we do not do tshuva. Russians say that Rav holds we have to do tshuva miyavo, and Shmuel says no, maybe it's enough to do tshuva miyira. But the pains that we have, the sorrows we go through, that eventually will be a kapara for us. That will also bring the Mashiach. The Mar says, "Really, ketanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim." Because with Daila Vola Shem Vola, Daila Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shoymet Kame Yomin V'Yemilei Ocher, he waits a few days with his right hand backwards. Kleimar Im Lo Yaseh Tshuva, even if Kliyosel does not do Tshuva, Ein Yomin Ba Vola Kol Yomin, he doesn't let you stay mourning all the days. Elavadai Kate Ladova, there will be an end. That's what it means. Rav says no. If there's no tshuva, that's it. There'll never be Mashiach. Shmuel says no. Even without tshuva, the end will come. Lishnachrina, Dayil Yovel, Dayil Yisrael. Tsar Golas, right? The pains of Golas that we have. Hafilu B'lay Tshuva Nigolim. That's what Shmuel is saying. Even without, and like I just said, you mean. Even without tshuva, there'll be Nigolim. The other Mepharshim say it means without tshuva miyava, the real tshuva, but just before. So we'll soon see the psukim. We'll soon see the machlokes here. The Mer says yekatanoi. This is the master Rav and Shmuel's machlokes tanoim. Reb Lezer Leimer im yisrael esem tshuva nigolim. If they do tshuva, then they'll be redeemed. Mashiach will come. Beim lav. If we do not do tshuva, ein nigolim. That's it. There won't be Mashiach. Omalei Yeshua. Yeshua says back no. Im ein esem tshuva. Even if they don't do tshuva, ein nigolim. They won't have the Mashiach. How could that be? Ella, what's going to be is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maimele Melech Shegzeroys of Koshes Kamen. Hashem will bring us terrible degrees, a king like Haman. For Yisrael Loisim Tshuva. Oh, see, it's Mashmiya. And they'll force us to do Tshuva. Umazir Lamutav, they'll bring us back. There's no such thing that we won't be Mashiach. Because even if we don't do Tshuva Miyavel, if you have less old, but there'll be Tsaras, and that will cause us to do some type of tshuva. Because of that, we'll also be zeicha. Tanya, we're another b'risa. We have lezavai mem yisola some tshuva nigolim. To do tshuva means tshuva shleima miyava to be freed. Shenema tshuva vonim shevavim. Erba mishuva zeichem. I'll heal you. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Yeshua, no. V'loik v'anem. Another pasuk says, chino num karatim. I sold you for free. V'loik v'loik v'kesef tigalu. You will not be redeemed with kesef. Mashmi, you do not have to have tshuva. You sold yourself to avoid the Zara. For the cast of Tigalu, lay the tshuva ma'isim tovim, that you'll be redeemed even without tshuva ma'isim tovim. Right to Rabbi Shua. So machlokes. Omle Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua said again. He woke up again, Rabbi Lezer. But like for now, another passage that says tshuva elav yeshuva aleichem. You return to me, and I return to you. Mash me have to do tshuva. Omle Rabbi Shua now. But like for now, another passage says kenoichi ba'alti v'chem. I am the ruler over you. Hashem is saying like by force. Rashi said lashon of force. Pakorcha. For lakachti eschem, I'll take you echem near one from his city. Yishnayim mishpacha to from mishpacha. Ve'aseim eschem etzion. I'll bring you to etzion. Ve'imaisa mashiach. Mash me even by force. Without our tshuva, Hashem will do it. Omle Reb Leza, but like when the pasuk says, "Beshuvu v'anachas tivashayin," means the tshuva. If you have do tshuva in easy peace, then Hashem will redeem you. Another pasuk, Mashi, you have to have tshuva. Omle Yeshua, no, Reb Leza, but like when Emma, "Koyamar Hashem goel Yisrael kadoshoy livzay nefesh limisoyev." Rashi says that means, "Oisah habizoyin u'misoyevim baveris." Even though we are full of averis, afa peken yigalu melachim yirovakamo. Still, Hashem will bring the Mashiach. Goy lavid moishlim, malachim yiru v'komu, sorum yishtachavu.